Principles in Liberty. I wanted to discuss a little more information I had since my last one on property taxes. But before I go into that, I wanted to point out something I thought of the other day. In the scripture, when Pontius Pilate is asking Jesus, what is truth? And in another place, Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, if Jesus is correct, then truth is not a simple formula. It's actually a person. And God being the consistent kind of guy that he is, the truth appears to be logical and consistent. Once something is true in a given context at a given time, it never becomes false. That's truth forever. It's sometimes difficult to determine truth, but once it's found, it sticks. And truth tends to break through even all the deception and lies that man could come up with. Eventually, truth seems to eventually win out. With that said, there's a little interesting legal thing that a friend of mine pointed out in email, and I'm going to attach it here in the podcast in writing, so you'll have it for reference. But the RCWs, the code for the state of Washington, defines person in different sections of the code. There's in the motor vehicle code, and a person includes a natural born, a living person. And then there's he cited another section. I don't have it in front of me, but the other section was in the property tax code, and in there, a living normal person is not included in the list. And in legalese, include is an exhaustive list of what they're talking about. You can't put in there things that aren't listed. Include is an inclusive set. It's not. It doesn't include anything that's not mentioned there. So if it's not mentioned there, it's not in there. So it's very interesting when you look at allodial titles were only allowed to be owned by living persons, living people, the people. The corporations, they got fee simple. They got other kinds of titles because, the founders did not want corporations to have the kind of power that the individual had, especially allodial title. And it's very interesting that that is omitted in the definition of a person, which is who the property tax applies to, meaning that if you're a natural living person with a loyal title on a property, of course, the property taxes does not apply to loyal titles. And there's the loophole. It's something that I've been wanting to get into. There's another podcast, a recording I have of a guy who worked for a state citizen service center that I'd love to include here. And I hesitate to because it's rather poorly recorded, and although it starts off really well, it kind of decays over time as audience starts asking questions and interrupting the speaker, and the thought train just gets buried eventually, and it gets to be not as useful as it could be. So maybe I'll edit that down and include it here, or maybe I will. What I've always wanted to do is go through this and redo it with a fine-tooth comb and write it out and actually redo it audio by myself along with references to all these laws and stuff. If I can find the Citizen Service Center online, maybe that'll help me to do this better. But that's a key nexus to the law. And I've alluded to this many times in my podcast, and I've not gotten into it because it's a game changer. And very few people will believe this, but if you go to the law books and look it up yourself, as I have done, you'll find out that it's absolutely true. And the law is written in a very deceptive way. The definitions of words are not what they normally mean. And when you're talking about persons, this is one of the biggest deceptions. You got to know what person means. And very few people besides lawyers understand legal fictions and what they are. And even fewer people understand what this implies. It's funny because lawyers can work with this gobbledygook all day and not see that this is enslaving people, that this is deception and fraud and null and void and not real law, because lawyers aren't trained in what real law is. They're trained in how to administer administrative procedures and follow the books like a monkey and come up with the answer instead of applying the real philosophy of law, which is, you know, derives from the Bible and Declaration of Independence and concepts of a creator, a created and orderly manner where power is properly derived and properly dispensed. Governments don't like to deal with those little limitations. They want to be God, and so they don't want to pay attention to God. So I wanted to bring this little point up in this short podcast, and I'll include that in the notes so you'll have references to the code sightings. And until later, bye.